Bush flies. A letter from Australia. Good day, mates. Back home and elsewhere. At least I have got some time left now to drop you a line. Sorry I haven't been in contact for so long, but I was up to my ears not only in work, but, do you believe it, in flies. Little Australian bush flies trying to make their way into your ears, nose and eyes. Honestly, it's driving us nuts. Even the Australians in our group find it most annoying. You wouldn't believe that there could be so many flies in just one place. As I'm sitting here out on the veranda with a fashionable fly mask covering my face, my jeans and t-shirt are black with the tiny bastards. I mean, they don't bite or do anything really nasty, but they're a real nuisance and make life for everyone quite miserable. Otherwise, the work on the farm is hard, but not back-breaking, and the people are really friendly and all that. It would be a perfect working holiday if it weren't for those bush flies. You see, I'm quite obsessed with the little crawlies. Actually, we ran into a university professor the other day who told us why it is that Australia has so many flies, most probably a record-breaking level. Here's the story. Hope you find it interesting. It's definitely more interesting than my work as a farmhand here in the middle of nowhere. Now, first of all, you might ask yourself, where do the little bastards come from? Good question, as it was actually us who brought them to Australia, along with our convicts. Well, we didn't take them to Australia directly, as they were already there. But when the first colonists arrived at the end of the 18th century, they brought a number of cows. Just their luck, for it emerged that the flies felt immensely happy about the cow dung, as it provided an ideal breeding ground for them, making them multiply like wild. Nowadays, there are about 20 million cattle in Australia, and they each drop about 12 cowpats a day. Can you imagine how much dung that is every day across Australia? Oh, don't think about it. It's massive, and the flies just love it. So really, at the end of the day, it's due to the cows that Australia has become a fly-infested country, at least in the summer, because before the arrival of the Europeans, the flies had to dwell in kangaroo droppings or what have you. To cut a long story short, there was not so much lying around before we came, so breeding was a great deal harder for the flies. So, what can be done about the nuisance, I hear you ask? Well, there have been attempts, of course, to clamp down on the little suckers, but the core of the problem, the presence of some 20 million cows all over the place, still exists, as cattle ranching is an important factor in Australia's economy. What they did, and still keep doing, is to breed dung beetles in great numbers. Dung beetles eat dung, logically enough, and if you had enough dung beetles to eat up all the cow dung, or at least a considerable part of it, the bush fly would have fewer opportunities to breed, and consequently, there would be fewer of them. That's the theory. But so far, the practice has been more difficult. You just can't produce enough dung beetles to annihilate enough cow dung in order to be a match for the flies. As the Australian dung beetle seems slow at multiplying, they've tried to import beetles from Africa or breed new kinds of dung beetles in laboratories. Interesting job for a biologist, believe me. If anyone really manages a breakthrough in this, the Australians will make him or her a national hero. But so far, the flies are still having a ball all over the place. And I've had enough of it for the time being, as they are swarming over my hands and laptop while I'm writing this. Time to go back into the house and wait for sunset. Then the flies go to bed, and you can enjoy the splendid Australian outback on your own and have a cool beer with your mates. love from down under. Peter, the fly hater.